Thousands of Buddhists gathered outside the Jukesa Temple in Seoul, the center for the country's largest Buddhist order. It's the first big rally against discrimination in more than a decade, and held mainly in silence. The protesters claim President Moon Jae-in, a devout Catholic, shows religious bias when it comes to some government policies. And that, they say, causes friction.
At the heart of this development is the government. Opportunities were unequal, processes were unfair, and outcomes were unjust. The government, which should preserve and inherit traditional culture, is taking the lead in providing and encouraging the causes of interreligious conflicts and shifting responsibility.
COVID-19 restrictions put a limit on the number of people allowed to gather outside. But organizers say this was a religious event and subject to more relaxed rules. But not everyone agreed, pointing out there's a presidential election in March.
It's politically driven. I came out as a Buddhist. I want the media to keep in mind that there were opposing voices. Not all Buddhists are like this.
Many people were outraged last year when a member of the National Assembly Culture, Sports and Tourism Committee criticized the Buddhist temples for charging visitors an entrance fee to cultural sites. He compared their heritage administration to a fictional con man from Korean folklore. The temples say they use the money to manage and maintain the properties, and they found the comments offensive.
The nation's leader is also a human, so he can have a religion to believe in. However, the leader should treat all religions equally without favoring a particular religion in order to prevent an event like this from happening again.
The ruling Democratic Party has apologized multiple times, but the Buddhists say that's not enough. They want President Moon to personally say sorry and for the member of government who made the remarks to be sacked. Jillian Wolf, Al Jazeera.